That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday was a bad day for the grab bag sale. With their stock of unlabeled cans getting low and the damaged merchandise Lum ordered from the wholesale house still not there, the old fellows were alarmed because each customer was guessing the contents of the unidentified cans with an amazing degree of accuracy and thus getting their purchases for almost nothing. Well, this mystery was finally cleared up when it was discovered that Grandpappy, with his still unexplained ability, was outside the store selling his information to the prospective customers. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, remember back about a year ago when you could get only a gallon or two of gasoline a week and you had to stay at home? Well, it's going to be a lot different this year. You'll be on the go more this spring and summer. So, be wise. The next time you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and take the extra package with you wherever you go. You never know when you may want Alka-Seltzer for relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, or the headachy, feverish feeling of a cold. And a drugstore may not always be open or may not always be handy when you need Alka-Seltzer most. And that's why you should remember to get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Buy two packages instead of one. Keep one package of Alka-Seltzer at home always and take the other package with you wherever you go. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Tommy! Oh, I doggies, I'm glad to see you coming back, Lum. This is the lonesomest one place I've ever been in.
Lonesome?
Oh,
still yeah. No customers, huh?
Not a one. Fact is, I practical forgot what people look like. How long was you going for lunch, anyway? 2 hours?
Oh, no. I guess I was going a little longer than usual, though.
What'd you have, fish?
No, after I had, I tried to sell Luke on the idea of taking some of these canned goods off her hands.
Luke Spears down there at the restaurant?
Yeah. We ain't got a whole lot left, but it looks like we're going to be stuck with what we have got.
Well, judging from the way business is going, what Luke say?
No, he weren't interested. He said he never wanted to buy no cans without labels on them. He wants to know what he's getting.
Well, Lomi, I don't see what difference that'd make to him. Might not everything he serves down there at that lunchroom taste the same, regardless of what he claims it to be.
Yeah, I pointed that out to him.
That hash, you nobody knows what's in that stuff.
Now, that's what I told him, but you know how hot-tempered he is. He got mad right away and tried to act like I'd insulted him.
Insult? Oh, he couldn't have been serious, Lom. Surely Luke knows by this time what that food down there tastes like.
Well, no, he always brings a lunch from home, you know. He claims he's got a sensitive stomach and can't stand that food.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Or wouldn't he buy none of the canned goods at all?
No, he's stubborn-headed. Just kept saying he wanted to know what he's getting.
Well,
I guess that's the way everybody else feels now.
Stubborn-headed, you mean?
No, I mean they want to know what they're buying. That's what happened to our grab bag sale.
What do you mean?
Well, judging from remarks I've overheard whilst I was out on the street this noon, folks have got tired of that idea of trying to guess what's in them cans.
They have, huh?
They liked it at first because it was such a novelty. Now it's just dying out like any kind of a fad all it does.
Well, we were still doing a big business yesterday, though, Lum. Seems cuter to me the fad would die out overnight this way.
Well, the only reason they was coming in yesterday was because they was getting the stuff free. Grandpap was sitting out there selling them advice on what to guess.
Yeah, that varmint. Reckon how much money he made before we caught him and run him out of there.
I don't know. Too much, whatever it was. What we ought to do is make him pay for all the money we lost yesterday.
I'd still like to know how he done that. Reckon he's got some special kind of spectacles that help him to see right through ten?
No, of course not. Because yesterday, when he was telling everybody else how to guess, he wasn't even in the store here.
Yeah, Noga, that's right. Maybe he could look right through the walls of the store, too.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, now, he does it some way, Lum. I'm going to sneak up and get them specs of his and put them on and see what I can see with them.
Well, it ain't his specs, I know that.
Well, it's got to be something, Lum. don't reckon he's a mind reader, do you?
Mind reader?
Can reader, I reckon you'd say. I never heard of one before, but I guess there might be such a thing. Maybe Grandpap's the first one in the whole world.
Oh, it couldn't be nothing like that.
I'd give anything I've got to know how he does that. I've just laid awake nights trying to figure it out.
Well, no use knocking yourself out over that now.
I stayed up till, I bet it's 9:30 before I went to sleep last night.
Well, what you better do is run on home and get something to eat now that I'm back.
Yeah, that's right, I bet. Wait a minute, though. I just recollected. Elizabeth said she's going to prowl that back 40 today. I reckon I better get some victuals down here.
Well, go ahead and get whatever you want.
Yeah, I hardly know what I'm hungry for.
Something else I hear this noon is that Grandpap's aiming on lawsuing us.
Lawsuing us? What for?
Well, that's the one thing that's holding him up. He ain't figured out nothing to lawsue us for yet. But they say he's working on it.
Well, now, where does he get all thinking he can lawsue us?
Well, the whole thing is he's just mad because we run him off of here yesterday when he was doing so good with that advice business of his.
Cheater.
There's nothing to worry about, though. He won't be able to study up nothing.
Well, I hope not. Doggy's things is going bad enough for us as it is. Let's see here. How does crackers and canned tomatoes sound to you, Law?
You're the one that's going to eat, not me. I've done it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I reckon that's what it'll be. It'll fill me up leastways. Well, just take me a can of tomatoes here. Mom told me that can opener. There's one right next to you there.
Where's it at?
Right there, by the opener.
Here, catch it.
Yeah. Oh! Toby, watch how you throw that. That's sharp all along.
I'm sorry.
Would you mind grabbing me a fistful of them crackers there, too?
Well, what do you think I am, your servant? Get them yourself.
Well, I just thought you might want some, too.
All right. I told you I'd done it, though.
Well, here, don't you even want some of these tomatoes? There's more here than I'm going to be able to eat.
No, I don't. Wait a minute. How did you know that was tomatoes?
Well, I can tell tomatoes when I see them. They're sort of a reddish color.
No, I mean, how did you know there was going to be tomatoes in there before you opened that can?
Well, I did.
How did you know? How'd you do it?
Well, I don't know.
There weren't no label on there to tell you.
Oh, because I never thought what I was doing, I reckon. I guess I just walked over where we always used to keep the canned tomatoes and reached up there and grabbed them.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Just a second, Cedric. Don't bother us right now. I'm trying to figure out something. Abner, you said you walked over to where we always used to keep the canned tomatoes and then picked it up. Is that it?
Well, I guess so. Just habit, I reckon. I just turned around over and grabbed them.
I wonder if all the canned goods are sitting right where we used to keep them.
No,
that couldn't be, because Cedric taken them all off the shelves that time that he washed the labels off.
Yeah.
Well, I put them all back right where they was before, though.
You did?
Yeah, I just do one batch at a time, then put them back before I worked on another batch.
Granny's in all these cans we got sitting here. Wait a minute, though. The cans was all moved once after that. Recollect, Adam, when you and Cedric pasted the labels on them and had to take them off again because they're all wrong?
Yeah, but I doggies, we done the same thing, Mom. We put them all back where they was at before. We just reach up there and take out one batch, put the labels on them, place them right back where they was. I never thought a thing about it over just now.
Well, sure, that explains how Grandpap done it.
Grandpap?
Why, sure. He knows where we've always kept our stock better than we do, even. He's worked for us awful lot, you know.
Oh, yeah, he worked.
Besides that, he sat here in the store day after day without nothing to do but read the almanac and memorize what was on our shelves. He knows that stuff by heart.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Grandpap's got a peculiar mind, you know.
Huh.
Can't recollect 2 minutes what you tell him in a conversation, but he can set summers and memorize the things around him to where he don't never forget them.
So that's how that old goat was doing it, huh? Him all the time trying to make me think he was magics, supernationals and all that. But wait a minute, though. How'd he know they was all put back in the right places?
Well, he more than likely know that because he come in here that night I was washing the labels off. He stood around and watched me for a while.
He did? Why, that old skin flint. All right, doggy, just wait till I get a hold of him. I'll grab his legs and swing him around like a golfing bat. I'll walk him so hard he'll think a cyclone's hit him. I'll grab him with them...
Wait a minute. I've got a better idea.
Huh? Tar and Feathers?
No, we'll change all the cans around and then get him in here and let him guess again.
Oh, that's a good idea. Won't he be spot? I notice we'll break him. We'll bankrupt.
Yeah, maybe we can make some kind of a bet with him.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll tell him that if he guesses right, we'll let him go ahead and guess all he wants to.
Yeah.
But if he misses, he's got to give up all ideas of a lawsuit again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe bring back some of that merchandise he hauled out of here in that wheelbarrow the other day.
Yeah, that's our time. We'll make that old goat pay for being so dad blame smart. Well, come on, Cedric. Help us get these cans changed.
Yes, sir.
We got to work fast here. Come on. Well, it looks like it's about it. There ain't a single can sitting where it was before. Old Grandpap never will be able to guess them now.
I better call him up and get him over
here. Get him down there. Get him down.
Yeah, I thought maybe he'd show up by now, him and his lawsuit.
No, because I just can't hardly wait to see the expression on his face when he opens that can and sees he's wrong. He's all of that that's so smart about it.
Wait a minute. Hello, Aunt Charity. This is Lum. Is Grandpap there?
Home and locked from him.
He did, huh? When?
Lawson.
Well, I do know. No, nothing important. Much obliged, anyways. Goodbye. Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
What's the matter?
Grandpap left town.
Huh?
Charity said he left this afternoon to go over to Oklahoma to visit his cousins for a few days.
Why, that varmint. And after we went to all the bother to change these cans around just for him.
Yeah, that's gratitudes for you.
Lom, there's a feller you can't put no dependence in at all.
No, well, leastways he ain't gonna lawsuit us.
No.
Now we got a way of knowing what's in the cans. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness, now we've did it.
Did what?
Ruined everything.
Huh?
Now that we've changed the cans around, we can't tell where nothing is. We knowed where everything was at. All we had to do was just put the labels on the cans, and our stock would have just been as good as new.
Oh, for the land's sakes alive.
Well, we're right back where we started. But now it's worse because nobody's interested in that grab bag gag idea no more.
Though it looks like we just might as well close this store up, Lum, for you.
Oh, this is awful. This is the end. I don't know what else could happen to it.
No, you don't. Well, I can tell you.
Huh?
It's happening right now. Just look out in the front there.
What is it?
The truck from the wholesale house with all that damaged stock that you ordered.
Oh.
All them unlabeled cans for the grab bag sale has arrived.
Oh, my goodness. I'd plumb forgot about them.
Oh.
Now we are dead, Bert. Granny, Abner, you're the dumbest man I ever knowed in my life.
Me?
Why, sure. Anybody idiotic enough to go in business with a feller like me ain't got brains enough to keep alive. And you ought to be bored for the sample.
Well, yes, I think you've got a point there, Lum. But just what are you going to do with that merchandise now? Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, the next time you go in your drugstore to ask for a package of Alka-Seltzer, why not buy two packages instead of one? You'll be on the go more this spring and summer, and there may be times when you'll not find it convenient to get to a drugstore for Alka-Seltzer. Yes, you'll find it wise to buy an extra package so you can have it with you at home or away, because it offers extra fast relief for occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, and the ache all over distress of a cold. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it contains a dependable analgesic to relieve pain, plus an effective alkalizer that helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. Alka-Seltzer is extra economical, because it's one product that can be so good for so many common ailments. Yes, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and the extra package with you wherever you go.